The age-old question, how do we motivate students to practice? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I think the mistake we make as band directors is we often assume that our students are like us. We have to remember that most of us, I know I did, I had a passion for this field from like 7th or 8th grade, and by my junior year in high school, I knew that I was going to do this. No one ever needed to motivate me to practice. The grades never mattered to me. Sometimes the chair placements did. And remember, our students are not like us. Unless you teach at an arts magnet school, most of your students are going to be normal, not like us. Currently, only about half of my students practice. I'm still working on creating that culture of practice, but that is better than the 10% when I first started. My goal is 90%, and with my top group of my three bands, I'm almost there. It takes a while to build that culture, and it becomes very important to, if you have auditioned levels, it becomes very important to make that part of that process. Here's some suggestions I've tried and some suggestions from other directors. You might try for younger groups using band karate. I've heard that that's a very successful program with beginning groups. A lot of times some students thrive on competition. I've used that in my groups where you have some type of playing test that students have to achieve a certain level to earn first chair. Another thing that has been successful for me in the past is to have some type of wall chart where the students are passing off certain things. This has been successful at times, and other times it became kind of degrading or to some students became demotivated by it. You have to figure out what works for your group. But in my 13 years, I've used a wall chart type of thing for about 6 of those years, and for about 7 of those years, I haven't used something like that. It seems to help with the younger and beginning students more. And it doesn't take that long to create some type of chart. I would recommend not using the student names, maybe use the student numbers, or use some other way to identify the students. If you show them videos of really good groups and examples of their instrument, professionals playing their instrument, that can often motivate students to practice. One of the best techniques I've had is when I've either brought students to live performances or when I've had military band guests come in. And that is free. If you live near a military base, you usually have to fill out a request form. During their slow season, many military bands will send out a brass quintet or a woodwind quintet, some type of smaller group, and that will really motivate students. I had students send me emails on the day after we had guests in telling me how much they were motivated to practice and they wanted to be like the horn player they heard or the trumpet player that they heard. I've also had some success with scale contests. Just as a fun thing with a small prize, anyone who wanted to participate could, but they didn't have to. We once did a playing test about my second or third year in my current position, so about a decade ago, where I told the students I wanted them to be able to do all 12 major scales within 90 seconds. And they all said, oh, it can't be done. There's no way that we can do that. You're expecting too much of us. So I did it for them. And then we had a contest to see who could do it the shortest. Well, for their grade, they weren't timed for the 90 seconds. That was just a contest we did just for fun and to motivate the students. I've often done long tone contests, and then we kind of make it funny because the snare drummer wins every time because he can hold a roll for 10 minutes and everybody else runs out of breath. And then we'll reward the second place person, who's a wind player, who's not quite as long as the snare drummer. In orchestra, I've done bowing contests to see who can play the sound the longest without letting it die out. Something you can also do is, when it's possible with your schedule, keep the room open after school and during lunch. In my experience, you have to be careful about this and make sure it's actually something that the students are coming to practice. It got to be too chaotic in my band room when I just had open lunchtime, because then people were bringing their lunch and then their friends were coming, and that just got to be too much. So I had to go back to saying, only if you are actively practicing. Hope that these tips for motivating students have been helpful.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.